Blog Talk Radio.
You. Back on live, you already know what it is, man. Back in the fucking saddle. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? My nigga, do it. Dogs.
Salute, my brother. How you doing?
I'm doing good, my G. How you, brother?
Chilling.
Nigga, let's get right into these shits, man. Everyday struggle. I remember before Joe Budden started that episode with Academics and Adeska. He was on PSA here with us, I want to say a week or two prior when you and I spoke to him, and he broke down him being down every struggle, everyday struggle, and he also gave us an exclusive when he spoke to Subserve behind the Bing. Now, fast forward, Joe Budden had his baby. Shout out to him, him and Sin dropping their newborn. Fast forward a day later, we start getting all these conversations that Budden is no longer on Everyday Struggle. In fact, Charlamagne had made this call a while ago that he believes Joe's not going to last a whole year on that show. What you think, my nigga?
You know, the first thing I thought about with Charlamagne was like, yo, I really don't think Joe Budden's going to last. And he was like, give it 6 months. It lasted longer. For whatever the reason is, because Complex hasn't put out a definitive statement that Joe Budden is no longer part of the show, I'm like, is he really not part of the show anymore? But when I go to his Twitter timeline, he's saying there's internal issues and they need to stop saying he's out on paternity and that he's not on the show because of these issues. But yesterday, who cares that Joe Budden's coming back? Yesterday, Who Kid said on his Twitter timeline that Joe Budden's coming back. But Sin and Joe Budden on their timeline are saying he's off the show. So, you know, I'm confused as to what the real story is.
Me too. I'm so confused. Now, shameless plug here. Did I speak to Joe on the low about some things? Yeah, we politicked, you know, on DM about some things here and there. Are you shocked that they haven't said anything in a sense that they haven't put out a disclaimer or put something out there like Joe is no longer on the show? Or is this a ploy to get more fan base because they know Joe is the show, basically? I just seen West Side Gun from Griselda just tweeted out, I only watched that show because of Joe Budden. Shout out to West Side Gun, Griselda, you already know what it is. You think it's bullshit, or what do you think it is?
Complex is a legitimate company. It's a legitimate, serious company. And to not put out a statement, you hear nothing from the Deska, you hear nothing from the Academic. You know, that's why...
Academic ain't even blog on it, my nigga. Are you shocked Academic ain't even blog on that shit yet?
Because
I don't...
Or go to
Twitch or whatever the fuck he does?
Because I don't know that it's definitive. That's why I feel this way. I'm like, what is it? They're just not going to say anything? This is the big elephant in the room. It was trending on Twitter, for crying out loud. He made the trending news. So clearly everybody's talking about it. So that's why. That's why I'm confused as to it's what this is. But Joe Budden is clearly saying he's not on paternity leave. There's internal issues. Now, the question I'd like to know is, what could be the eternal issue? Now, I can absolutely speculate and give an opinion. But
money.
He himself said there's eternal issues. When someone is the biggest star and the biggest draw of anything, they're always the highest paid. That's just how it goes. If Joe Budden feels that he's not being compensated based on his polarizing position on the show where people either hate watch it or they watch it just to see him and Academic go back and forth.
If I like how you say hate watch it, though. I like how you say hate watch it because I think that's a very great word to use, hate watch it. I think that's very...
Right.
You know what's funny, though? Niggas shit on Joe Budden and say they hate Joe. He's a hater. Get the old head out of here. But now I'm seeing all these tweets. Oh, we ain't watching that show. Joe's not on there. Or the only reason we watch that show is because Joe's on there. Like, being that they speak about a lot of current events in today's hip hop, are you surprised that some of the youth are riding with Joe instead of saying, all right, at least we have academics. He could teach us about Lil Pump and, little niggas like that, all the little niggas.
Well, the problem with it is because it's a hip hop show that centers on hip hop culture. You need at least someone who can talk about something. For example, a Black Thought freestyle. DJ Academics tried to talk about it, and it was cringeworthy. He's talking about an artist who's been making hip hop music since 1994. DJ Academic doesn't even understand. To a guy like DJ Academics, Black Thought is the guy who's on Jimmy Fallon's show in the backup group, and who talks and does. That's who he is to this guy. So they need, if you notice, if they're going to bring people in, they're going to have to bring people in who at least can talk about stuff from 20 years to now.
Well, who could? Listen, man. What's the nigga named Chops or whatever? The nigga that behind the scenes, that nigga. Listen, man. You can't be having a nigga like Who Kid on y'all platform and y'all, the discussion they having, Sean, is what do you think about Eminem's album, Who Kid? Now, my nigga, you and I have been here forever, bro. Who Kid, he said it himself, Eminem is his boss. What the fuck is he really going to say, Mr. Watson? What's he really going to say anything negative deemed towards the negative connotation towards Eminem? So, of course, he's going to pull the card. Yeah, I like Eminem's album. Get the fuck out of here, kid, man. Pop your ass up out of here, man.
Well, see, the only problem with that is Joe Budden on his show said he'll never say anything negative about Jay-Z and Eminem. But the funny thing is he actually went in on Eminem's album and did not like it.
I was shocked.
So that was pretty shocking because he said he would never criticize them. But yet, when Eminem put out a body of work that he absolutely did not like, he went ham on it.
Well,
so it's interesting.
Baby Mom, Sin tweeted out, Complex not being able to afford Joey is a great thing. He doesn't have to leave us early mornings, and an even bigger bag is coming.
Okay, if that's how it's going, then more power to them. The platform that he was on, though, was a big platform. It had major artists tuning in. I mean, the next platform you get, are you going to have Erykah Badu sitting next to you, whispering in your ear, having a four-hour conversation? Whatever platform you get next, are you going to have Jeezy, Wale, 2 Chainz?
I don't think he cares about
right
that,
next
though,
to you?
No,
I think
that's Joe,
not the question.
I think Joe likes his podcast. I think Joe likes his podcast with Rory and Maul more than being there with Academics in the desk. That's just me. It seems like he's having more fun when he's doing his podcast compared to doing everyday struggle.
That's not the issue that I'm saying. He was doing both of them. He didn't have to pick or choose. One was in the industry, putting you on the red carpet.
Yeah, but he's saying all his hot, juicy stories compared to everyday struggle.
Okay,
a lot of times on everyday struggle, they even said to themselves, you're going to save this stuff for your podcast and not say it here, Joe. You know what I mean?
Okay. I mean, so if that's how he wants to do it, more power to him. If he feels a non-mainstream route is the best route to go, more power to him.
He said a non-mainstream. Oh, man. Can Academics hold a fourth out?
Yes.
Okay. I agree with that.
Academic,
as much hate as you get, I agree with you.
And so can the Deska. I mean, they're of today. They're young. They cover pop culture of today, So they definitely have the pulse of what's going on for today. It's the reason why Joe Budden worked is because when you had established topics about veterans or older artists who are still relevant in hip hop, he gave a more insightful commentary on it because he's older than them and he knows more. you know. So that is the dynamic he brought. He also became a caricature of himself. He turned into, to people who aren't familiar with him, the poster child of the bitter old disgruntled hip hop head. You know, the fact that one of the biggest groups are now mocking him in a video where they have the whole cast of Everyday Struggle, and they're like old, bitter, washed-up rapper, and then, you know, they're making jokes of him. Mm-hmm. I don't know
who those bum niggas,
Migos,
the bum niggas, those bum niggas, them bum niggas, the Migos you're talking about?
I mean, that's a different topic, and we've already discussed it, but
okay.
To say they're bums, I mean, it's like, okay, they're bums because you don't listen to them?
Music,
there's
music,
a lot of hip-hop
music,
I listen to. I don't consider it bummy because I don't listen to it. I
okay.
never listened to
I
UGK. I never said UGK was bummy. I never said UGK was
bummy
when
nigga,
I first heard
Jay-Z. Bummy, bum, but
when
not
I first
put Bumpy and
first,
Migos in the same fucking breath.
When
R.
I first
Pepsi.
Heard...
Let's not even have that discussion.
When I first
UGK.
Heard... When
that's
I first
a bad
heard,
name to
when
pick
I
out the fucking
Big Pimpin', when I first heard Big Pimpin', I didn't go out and buy their music, and I didn't go check for them. That was that one song. I can tell you right now, when I heard Big Pimpin', I didn't think you forgot to get all the UGK music and get put up one of them. Maybe you did that, because maybe when you heard that, you were like, oh, wow, this is so good. But I see, I didn't do that. My point of the matter is, I never hated on UGK. You know what I'm saying? I never hated on Scarface. I never hated on Face Mom.
Can't hate on Scarface.
You know what
Scarface
I'm saying? But, no, my point is, I never hated on him if that wasn't the kind of hip hop that I bought or
they
listened
rap.
To.
Scarface raps.
A lot of hip hop.
These niggas don't rap, but let's not
and
get
so
into it.
So did Migos. So did Migos. But
no, they don't rap.
Get into
they
it.
Don't
the
rap. Cool. Listen,
I'm not going to let you say that. I'm not going to let you get up here and say that. You see, that works for other
man,
niggas.
And I'm not going to let you sit up there and fucking co-sign them bum-ass niggas, man. Fuck out of here, man.
Them niggas can rap. Quavo's is nice. All three of them niggas can rap. And I'm telling you that.
Yo.
I'm not going to be the one
comment
who can lie.
Comment boys. Comment boys. Are y'all buying what my Mr. Washington just said?
No. The comment boys lied with you.
Got nice, nice. They don't ride with me at all.
Quavo is nice. Quavo's is
nice.
Nice
or what? Nice or what?
Rapping.
Wearing Versace
rapping,
shirts?
At rapping. What happened?
Okay. Wearing Versace shirts?
At rapping. Yeah, like Biggie was wearing Versace shirts. Just like Biggie was wearing Versace shirts.
I mean, well, Biggie wasn't wearing tight-ass
so
jeans. And
side,
you know, neck choke, you know, what's them
let
shits? Chokers and shit, rocking chokers.
Let me get a quick sidebar. There's this blasphemous bullshit. Crooked Eye, you're perpetrating a massive fraud.
Oh boy.
Putting out
there we go.
This bullshit about Mace and Jadakiss writing for Biggie. And then people are talking about, look at the linear notes in his album. Fuck are y'all talking about? Y'all even know what a linear note is? If Biggie and Jadakiss and Mace are on a song together, their names are going to be on the writing credit because they wrote their own verse. They wrote their own verse. So if a rapper is on your album, his name is going to be on the writing credits because he wrote his verse. So, Crooked Eye, you putting out there, will it change the way you think about Biggie if Mace and Kiss vote for him? Let me be very clear. Mace and Bessa, yeah, I'm talking to you.
That's your guy.
I'm talking to you.
That's your
boy.
You,
Bessa, you
that's
ain't
your
right
man,
for
though. Don't do that.
You ain't right
that's
for
your man.
Big.
You and B dot
right for Big.
You and B dot,
and you know,
you and B dot ride with Murder Mace. But go ahead.
My point is, they never wrote for Big. So this slanderous bullshit going on. Oh, I wrote for Big. I wrote Big's verse on, you know, the 112 song. Give me a fucking break, man. Like, give me a break with this dumb shit. Like, it's insulting. All right,
who started?
You know better. You know better. Does it change the way
you talk about?
Come on.
All right. Would it though? Let's just have this. Let's play devil's advocate.
No, because it didn't happen. It's not something that happened. They do not write for Big.
All right. How do we know it didn't happen? How do we know? All right. How did the rumor get? Want
to entertain the combo with you, my brother. Here's why I want to entertain the combo with you. Little Cease has already went on record and said, "Yo, Big wrote the whole Junior Mafia album." You heard on Lil' Kim's
facts.
Album, he gave her
facts.
Reference tracks on how to rap her songs. The man, when they did the making of Life After Death in XXL, the DJ
explained what Biggie and Jay-Z was doing when they did the song I Love the Dough. They was walking back and forth in the studio, constructing the rhyme.
Hold on, sir.
The
fuck? Sir, who started this rumor, though?
None of you niggas will ever tell me looking like Mason Belfer wrote Rhyme for Big. And niggas say that don't know shit about hip-hop. The fuck
who started the rumor, man? I'm trying to find out who started that rumor, my nigga. How did that rumor start off that Mace was riding for Big?
Shit, man.
Who started that rumor?
That shit is corny. Did Mace give an interview or something? And say, yo, I wrote Big verse in one time. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Mace was on Rap Radar. I listened to a little bit of it. I didn't listen to all of it. I was in and out doing other shit. But I was trying to get the gist of the stuff he was saying. Shame on you, Elliot Wilson. Wait for it. You let Mace run up there and tell you that he brought swag to Bad Boy when Biggie was rocking black Tims, black hoodies, and coochies and shit. Jesus pieces before these new millennials started thinking that was the new wave. Come on, my nigga. Mace.
That's a big thumbs down to you, Elliot Wilson. You just sat there looking stupid. You know how ridiculous you
That's
look? How can Mace, yo, my nigga, can Mace literally look at me in your face and say, yo, you know, I brought swag to Bad Boy? We would be like, wait a minute. You brought swag to Bad Boy?
You bought shiny suits,
Craig
nigga.
Mack,
and you
Craig
love rocking
Mack
them shit.
Yo, Craig Mack had niggas rocking Heaven Bone. Craig Mack, before we even knew you existed.
Yep.
Heaven Bone. When Biggie came out, you talking about Kims? You talking about the Kangol? You talking about Coogees? You crazy,
Word.
Nigga. You bought swag? You? What, swag? The Bad Boy? And Elliot Wilson son of a bitch looked at him. Come on, my nigga. You're taking losses left and right, Elliot Wilson.
I mean, B-Dot says that. That's one thing. But Elliot Wilson, you was there. You were in the building. You should know better than that, my nigga. Now, real quick. I don't know if I believe this Joe Budden now on Everyday Struggle anymore, my nigga. I ain't buying that. The more I think about it, I'm not buying it.
I think put it this way.
Joe Budden can retweet all that shit that the fans are saying. They're not watching that show without him. Fine, but I think there's a method to Everyday Struggle's madness, so to speak.
People tuned in because they wanted to hear Joe Budden, what he was going to say. You know, I tuned in because I wanted to hear him hate on the new artists because I believe that's what he was going to do. He proclaimed he never
did.
Not
hating.
Hating is when is ignorance when you don't know who the artist is and you immediately hate on them. Hating is when you just immediately say Lil Uzi, you trash. And then when I look at
But
based on who? Because you as an old motherfucker think he's trash because you don't like him.
Because you pumped. Wait a minute, my nigga. You pumped this little nigga up. So let me see why niggas is fucking with this little nigga right here. So I'm listening to tracks and I'm like, am I missing something here? Like, what am I missing that you niggas are going crazy over, man? This nigga was in Brooklyn performing and you'd think like Biggie was coming on stage or some shit.
I'm so happy you brought that up because I sent that to you. I tagged you on that.
I know
you saw
me
him
that
in our borough. Him in our borough. And the reality is, as much as you hate Little Uzi, but he's trash, he came to our borough, the borough I live in right now, Brooklyn, and everybody in there was turned up happy as fuck and loving it and singing his songs. Point is,
a lot of white folks
like
in the building, though. A lot of white folks in the building, though.
And this is where you and Joe Budden have completely missed. Y'all missing out. There's an entire generation.
Niggas are missing out. Okay.
Let me explain to you what you're missing out. There's an entire generation that like this man, Lil Uzi Vert. And y'all look it up there and be like, oh, it's trash. You sound so out of touch and out of the loop when you talk like that.
Why is
that
out of touch, though?
Because here's what out of touch is. What do you like and you don't like it, and there's millions of people that like it, you're out of touch with what the youth like, meaning. You are out of touch with what youth culture likes. Youth culture likes Lil Uzi Vert. That's a fact.
Listen, man. I think Joe Budden right now just had a seed. So probably his focus on his newborn. You get what I'm saying? He can still do his podcast. I can't wait to hear his next podcast with Rory and them. I can't wait to hear what he got to say. I'm pretty sure he's going to have a lot to say pertaining to the everyday struggle. Would you agree with that? That he probably let out how he really feels? Them niggas do 2-3 hour shows. You think Joe's not going to mention that at all?
Depending on how he talks about it, I'll know for sure if he's really not going to be on the show anymore. I think that
he's a hard person to gauge most of the times.
I think they set up everyday struggle where he could survive without him. I think they've made a name for themselves. Where they're just not going to dead the show.
From what I'm understanding, Joe brought that show and idea to Complex. So it's like Stephen A. It's like Skip Bayless having First Take. He bounced, and Stephen A. was there for a while, but he's just taking over what Skip built.
Fine. Is First Take still alive and thriving? Did it die out, or
watch Undisputed. I'm an Undisputed guy myself, and I think we've done a segment on Undisputed.
I watch both. I'm a sports fan. I watch both. There's no favoritism. I want to hear what both of them say. And Max Kellerman, you're not going to have Kobe Bryant number 10 on your all-time top 10 list like Shannon Sharp. And Shannon Sharp, I got at you. And Shannon Sharp, for you to say that the reason why Kobe Bryant is number 10 on your all-time list is because he only has one MVP. That's what you said. You said Kobe Bryant is number 10 on your list because he only has one MVP. With that logic, Steve Nash should be on your top list, but Steve Nash is nowhere to be found. But you had the audacity to say, because he has one MVP, he's number 10. Okay.
Before we go NBA talk, yes or no, do you expect Joe Budden to be back on any Everyday Struggle?
I don't know, man. This whole thing is confusing because Complex is not saying anything. And Complex is the one that can really definitively let me know if it's a real thing. DJ Academics, all of a sudden he's ghost. All of a sudden he's MIA. All of a sudden he's Audi 5000.
The gag order, my nigga. They put the gag order on that nigga, son. Human Resources is like, yo, don't even play yourself on your blogs. Don't talk about that shit on your Twitch, my G. Keep it moving. That's what it is, man. Hopefully Joe Budden and them could. If he's on there, do I care? I care more about his podcast for me. I like his podcast way more than Everyday Struggle, you know? This Thursday, my nigga, Conway the Machine is dropping. I don't know if you call this a mixtape. What do you call this? What do niggas call these projects anymore? I don't even know, man. But he's finally dropping his project this Thursday. So Westside Gunna go on social media early today and basically promoting his brother's project. Conway even tweeted out, Xmas comes early this Thursday. We present you the GOAT, which is the grimiest of all time, the hardest. And Derringer is on heavy, heavy production. It looked like when I saw the track listing, had Prodigy on there, Styles P is on there, Banks is on there. I know Damage is doing a lot of the beats, my nigga. Conway, Boy the Machine, nigga.
I'm ready, my nigga. I'm ready for it. I'm ready to hear it. Already like the collabos, man. Now, the question is, are these old music that he already had but with these guys, or is this new material that we're going to hear?
Pretty sure he had Prodigy joining the stash, obviously.
I'm talking about the Lloyd Banks Styles P joint. Is that new?
We won't know though.
No, I'm just saying. So has no music out with them that we know of.
Not that we know of, no. The last time I seen Ray Kwan was he was on stage with them niggas though, showing Griselda Boys love, like basically passing the torch. The locks and shit.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this Conway project. I like grimy gutter underground hip hop, and they give me that '90s feel. So I will definitely be checking for it, ASAP, as soon as it drops, and I will give the full listen.
do you have any expectations? Because I thought Eminem dropped the ball. Jeezy dropped the ball and me also. So I'm hoping Conway can finish out 2017, you know, with a bang.
I don't have any expectations. I have him. I expect him to do what he's been saying. What drew me to him was his gutter, grimy, hard rhymes. So I expect to hear that over some banging Derringer beats. I don't expect it to go no other way.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's going to be better. This project will be better than Leonard Grant album that you pop up so much, right?
No.
What do you mean no? What do you mean no?
No.
What do you mean no?
Leonard Grant is the hardest shit on the streets right now.
Well, Conway didn't drop yet.
Hardest shit on
Conway
the streets.
Conway
didn't drop yet. He's not hard about it. He's not a harder rapper than Uncle Murder to me. You know what I'm saying? Uncle Murder talks block talk, brick talk.
Got shot.
Nigga talk.
Have you seen Conway's face?
And so Uncle
have
Murder,
you ever seen
so
Conway's
Uncle
face?
And Uncle Murder got shot in the head too. And Uncle Murder got shot in the head too. And Uncle Murder got shot in the head too.
His face is twisted.
And Uncle Murder got shot in the head too.
He's a better.
And Uncle Murder
a better MC than Uncle Murder. Let's be clear on that.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
Yes, the fuck
no,
is.
He's not.
My nigga, stop fucking
no,
playing
he's
yourself.
Not.
Uncle Murder is not fucking
no,
with Conway, my nigga. You bugging?
No,
you throw
not.
A fucking beat
no,
on my nigga.
He's not.
I like
no,
Uncle Murder.
Not.
That's
let
my guy. Storytelling is
this.
Dope. He's a very underrated
let me just say
storyteller.
This.
I got to say
just
Uncle
say
Murder.
But
Wise is not fucking with damn Conway, my nigga. You got your fucking
Let me just say this. Let me just say this. Let me just say this so you can understand something. Why you jumping out the fucking window sounding?
I'm not jumping out the window. Get the fuck out of here.
Uncle Murder has a 10-year resume of music that I've been listening to for 10 years.
Okay.
I can make an Uncle Murder playlist of the hardest shit you ever heard in
that
your life.
That has nothing to do with who has better
and
bars.
This,
that's
and,
nothing
and
to do with.
Right
you're
now.
Trying to twist
now,
it.
So
I know you're going to take
right
that
now.
Weak
let's
stance
right
about
right
who
let's
has longevity
right
and
let's
who's been
right
here longer. You're bugging the fuck out. Stick to what the fuck I said, nigga. You throw a fucking beat on. Uncle Murder is not rhyming like Conway, my nigga. It's not.
The Lenny Grant, you're right, because Lenny Grant shit is the hardest shit in the streets right now. Lenny
so
Grant
drop on
is the hardest
Griselda,
shit in the streets right now. And I'm telling you that.
It's actually, you're not the only one listening to it. I have it. I actually have
fuck
it on my phone.
Let me make it clear for you.
Fuck
let
are you talking
clear.
About?
I have Conway's mixtape, and it's fire. I love it.
But
like
this is the project
shit
that he's been working on for the longest, man. It ain't them steroids and all that. This GOAT shit, yeah, he's been pumping up for a while. This is where it's at. And he has Derringer alone. Who's doing beats for Uncle Murder? Red Spider? Is Red Spider still doing beats for G-Unit? Get the fuck out of here, man.
Comment, boys, this simple. Uncle Murder got 2 videos on Worldstar right now. Don't talk about it. And he got the song with Dawn.
What does that mean?
Go
what the fuck does that mean?
I'm telling you, nigga. I'm saying it's
the
hardest
does that mean?
Hardest
no,
thing.
Nigga, you said Uncle Murder spits better than Conway. Did you not say that? Nigga, did you not say Uncle Murder spits harder? Nigga, did you not say Uncle Murder is a better MC than Conway?
He is.
You sound crazy as fuck.
He is. Nigga,
so you tell me, let me ask you, hold on, hip-hop historian guy. Hip-hop historian guy, hold up.
Don't get it twisted.
Hold on. I'm your twin in that also, nigga. So watch your fucking mouth, all right? You ain't the only one, brother. I'm your twin in that, all right? Neither here nor there. You're telling me if you throw a beat on and niggas got to go verse for verse that Uncle Murder can hang with Conway?
Not hang with him. He'll spit a harder verse.
You fuckies.
He'll spit a harder verse.
Is that your favorite line? Who spit the hardest verse?
He don't spit it
Uncle,
more straight.
I can get
Yo, let me check. Wait, for, yo, let me. I want to pay
the niggas.
Nigga.
Hold on, my nigga. The niggas name in this album the GOAT, the grimiest of all time. I don't think it gets more grimy than that when you call your project the grimiest of all time, nigga.
So peep this. What 3 Letterman is doing to y'all right now is he's lying through his motherfucking teeth to y'all.
Here we go.
Uncle Murder. It's from 2 of the most notorious housing projects in New York City.
This nigga's going to East New York pig houses. This nigga's pulling the pig houses car on me. Yeah, man. Let me hear this bullshit.
He's from the pig houses and he's from Cypress Hill. He's on notorious. In the 90s, the era that Uncle Murder came from, this nigga spits, the shit he spits is the hardest shit to me. I heard. You
man,
know
if you
Uncle
don't listen, stop the bullshit, my nigga. Has Uncle Murder spit a better verse than Conway's verse on a cow? That would be a fucking negative, nigga.
Yes.
You fucking bugging, nigga. My nigga, Conway, are you stupid as fuck?
You overrate that verse, nigga.
You sound dumb as hell, my nigga.
That's not my favorite Conway verse.
You sound crazy as fuck.
That's not my favorite Conway verse. That's not my favorite Conway verse.
But don't say I overrate it, though. Don't say I overrate it just because you don't like this shit. Don't fucking say I overrate it, nigga. You don't fuck with it.
Here's
what
I'm gonna tell you. You overrated. Cause I'm gonna tell you what a dope ass verse is, nigga. So you know. Recently, me and you did a Primo appreciation, and we both said Crumb Snatcher had one of the most fire verses. You see how we both heard that verse and we understood how fire that verse was. That's a verse where I'm like, niggas ain't fucking with that verse. That's
my nigga Conway spoke about getting blasted in the fucking face and his man's losing his mans and all that.
Hold on,
hip hop historian guy. Let me say this right quick. Conway's verse on the cow gave me that Slaughterhouse Truth or Truth feel, my nigga. Gave me that fucking feel.
Let me tell you this. Uncle Murder is a better MC than Conway. He spits
crazy.
Better than Conway.
Nobody believes you. You need more people.
But listen to me. He talks street tales longer than Conway. I got the songs. I can prove it. And Lenny Grant is the hardest shit on the streets right now. That Lenny Grant album is the hardest shit on the streets right now, nigga. And I'm listening
that
to
shit.
It.
Well, I'll tell you what. Shit stops in 2 days. Shit stops in 2 days. Because when Conway dropped this project, and it was so... Conway, your machine. You know what's so ill, Conway? Hold on, my nigga, let me get my bars off. Let's have a back and forth here. What was dope to see, Conway, was your fucking track listing. I know you niggas don't give a, you don't put too, put so much hip hop merit on a track listing, but you know what? I liked it because I got to see the production. And once I saw Damage on there, I'm like, oh, we good money.
So let me tell you why you derailed this conversation and ruined it. Because Conway coming on Thursday, and I fuck with Conway. I like him. But in hip-hop,
put some fucking
like
respect
NBA,
on his goddamn name.
But hip-hop, but check this out. Hip-hop, just like the NBA, I can like you as a player, but I can like other players better. You know what I'm saying? So me saying I like DeMar DeRozan, but I like Kevin Durant better, that doesn't mean I got to diss and shit on DeMar DeRozan. But because you being disingenuous, you making me shit on Conway because I'm telling you.
Why am I being disingenuous? Why am I being disingenuous? Because I fucking, hold on, nigga. If I feel that Conway's a better MC than Uncle Murder, what the fuck are we talking about?
He's not.
My nigga, if you're going to tell me Uncle Murder, if you tell me Uncle Murder hood tales are dope, I give you that. Uncle Murder spits good hood tales. Not better than 50 to me. But I like his hood tale stories. But Conway give me that feel, man. Conway give me that feel. Or tell me
Uncle Murder
spits better than Conway.
And never stops. Uncle Murder been giving me that.
Yeah.
Damn, you
I tell you what, though. I'm watching more Griselda. I'm listening to more Griselda freestyles, Uncle Murder freestyles. I can promise you that. I can promise you that.
This, nigga. Uncle Murder, he was giving me that feel since he was fucking with Cutmaster C and DJ Green Lantern. He was giving me that street feel that nobody in hip hop gave me. And he was doing that for 10 years.
50 gave me that feel. 50 gave me that feel. I don't know what you're talking about. 50 gave me that feel.
And your
mind ain't blown.
My mind ain't blown. And do you know why you know who Uncle Murder is? Because when he was a nigga who nobody knew, he went to Styles P and spit some hardcore lyrics. And you know what Styles P said? Damn, nigga, you the hardest nigga I heard. And he bought Uncle Murder.
And where is fucking Styles P at, nigga? Styles P on Thursday. Listen, nigga. Styles P on Thursday, you and I will be talking about the feature that he has on Conway shit, nigga. The fuck is you talking about, man?
Oh, really? Do Uncle Murder got songs with the locks? How many Uncle Murder songs do we got with the locks? We got about 15. We got the locks. Data Kiss.
Guess what, tough guy? I saw the locks and Raekwon and them niggas pass the fucking torch at Webster Hall to fucking them Griselda niggas. They ain't pass the torch to Uncle Murder, nigga. They ain't pass the fucking torch to Uncle Murder. They pass it to them Griselda niggas. What the fuck were you watching, old blind ass nigga?
Now let me ask you right now to show you know what the fuck you talking about, nigga. Uncle Murder just came off a tour with the locks, nigga. What is you talking about? He was on tour with them this summer. That's facts.
Being on tour and passing the torch. Well, guess what? Let me ask you a question about that then. So if the Locks was on tour with Uncle Murder, Why didn't they pass the torch to them niggas? They weren't on tour with the Griselda niggas. Them niggas live in Buffalo, New York, or 2-hour drive, 4-hour drive to get to New York City, shut down the city, and styles of them niggas there passed the fucking torch to them niggas. Not to Uncle Murder, not to Uncle M, not to Lenny Grant. No. And Lenny Grant, let's be real, I fuck with Uncle Murder. I fuck with Uncle Murder, but you did bite off Mad Skills wrap up too, though. I'm just throwing it out there. I mean, I don't know how we can be.
What
is what it is?
Oh, that's what we're doing now? We've been petty. That's what we're
doing. I'm throwing it out there. No, I'm just throwing it out there. Is that not a fact? Is that not a fact? Uncle Murder stole Mad Skills on some grimy Brooklyn shit, stole Mad Skills shit, and revamped it. He did not do that.
And made it
better. That's not what I'm asking you. Is that what he did?
Like KRS-One said, talking to the wrong nigga about hardcore hip hop, nigga. This is my shit, not yours.
Yeah, I know the hard. Who the fuck you think you're talking to, nigga? I know the hardcore hip hop comes Thursday, nigga. The GOATs, the grimiest of all time.
Hardcore,
I mean, how much?
Out,
how much?
Grime?
I mean, the nigga named this project the grimiest of all time. Man, Conway, I can't wait to hear this shit, man.
Yo, you can do all you want, my nigga. I've been listening to hardcore hip hop forever. Forever. You know what I'm saying?
Are you the only one, though? Are you the only one? Are you the only one? Or you just name dropping right now? Or you just name dropping right now? Are you the only one?
Don't tell me. Am I name dropping when I start listening to MOP, nigga? Am I name dropping? Or am I telling you? You know I've been listening to this hardcore shit.
Nigga, that's blasphemy. That's blasphemy, asinine, to say Uncle Murder is a better MC than Conway. That's a fucking joke. I'm sorry, Lenny Grant. Hey, Leonard.
Absolutely.
Hey, Leonard. Hey, Leonard Grant. I'm sorry, Leonard. I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't know if Leonard is a better MC than Conway.
Right now, I know you ain't hit them Green Lantern, Uncle Murder mixtapes in the 2000s.
I didn't hear them. Yo, my nigga, my wife been sitting next to me right now, She would tell you how much Uncle Murder I play in the whip. Are you crazy? She like Uncle Murder because of me. What the fuck are you talking about, nigga?
You got a song called Shoot to Kill. You got a song called Get Money Gangster. This is
Summertime Shootouts. I played all them shits, man. Summertime Shootouts. They're rhyming up now, shit. Get yourself a gun. What the fuck are you talking about, man? Jay-Z even tried with this nigga and had him on the Brooklyn joint with him and Fab and all that. Well,
I know that's not what we're doing.
What are we doing? Tough guy. What are we doing? You tell me, nigga. What are we doing?
We're not crying because Griselda's not on Eminem's album. That's what we're not doing. We're not throwing that shit.
It was a blessing in disguise they went out on that trash ass album. How about that? It was a blessing in disguise that they didn't have time to write bars for that garbage Basuda Kaka Juice ass album that Eminem just dropped.
Do we know this? We know he don't feel them niggas like he felt 50. We know that because he jumped on that wave as soon as possible and put that project out. We know that for
50 was commercial. 50 was commercial at the time. You're not going to see the Griselda niggas doing in the club. They're not going to do in the club songs. Okay, it's not going to happen.
Thank you.
They're not going to do in the club songs.
We out here to celebrate Conway coming out with a fire. You asked me, I said, I'm looking forward to it. I want to hear it. I love it.
No, because you said some fly shit. No, nigga. Because you said some fly shit off air. No, nigga. Keep it funky. You said some fly shit off air, and I brought it on air because you're trying to say Murder is not a better MC than Conway. He's just not.
Yes, he is. Yes,
no,
he is.
No, the fuck he's not. You're bugging the fuck out. You're bugging.
Where the hood at was my song before.
Let me ask you a question. I don't see Sway ask Uncle Murder to come to Sway on Sway in the Morning.
Where
the freestyle Mad Times. 44 minutes. They had Alchemist, my nigga, they had Alchemist up in there dropping beats for Benny and Conway to rhyme. Why didn't Uncle Murder get that invite? How come he didn't get that invite?
Yo,
I wonder why.
My nigga,
Twice.
The shit they doing is new.
Okay.
He been did the sorbet. Okay. You can everything.
Nah, he don't spit like that. Don't spit like that.
And by the way,
Uncle Murder, I can tell you this. Uncle Murder does not have a better project than West Side Gunna Fly album. That's a fucking fact.
You're playing yourself right now.
That's a
West Side Gunna's not even. You playing yourself, and you
how?
To the comments.
How the fuck I'm playing myself when I fucking play West Side Gunna, nigga?
fuck is you talking about? He's not a rapper. He said it. He don't rap. And you talking about what's that?
My nigga, he did a project. What are you talking about? He did a fucking project. What are you talking about?
Hold up. You gonna fuck the combo up now, and now you gonna talk about Westside. Uncle Murder never put out nothing better than Westside Gunna shit. Are you out of your
I don't think Uncle Murder put a better project out than Westside Gunna Fly Gun project.
Nigga,
I don't think
so.
No.
I will say this.
No.
I will say this just to make it clear so people know. Every album, every mixtape Uncle Murder put out with Green Lantern is better than anything Griselda ever did.
I totally disagree with that.
Green Lantern mixtapes are better than anything they did. It captured just three.
I disagree with that. I like Uncle Murder, but to sit here and say Uncle Murder is a better MC than Conway is fucking hip hop blasphemy. Hip hop blasphemy.
You telling me it's blasphemy? So Uncle Murder's not a lyricist?
He's a lyricist, but I don't think he's in the same stratosphere. I don't think he put words together like Conway does, my nigga.
He got the hardest mixtape out right now, shoot out called Lenny Grant, and I'm banging on the regular every fucking day.
That's debatable. Niggas will be. I tell you this though. I guarantee you this. You do a poll. The streets are waiting for you, Conway. The streets are waiting for you, sir. Machine,
Uncle
nigga.
Go,
nigga.
Uncle Murder over the
Grammys of
streets.
All fucking
Lenny
time,
Grant,
nigga. The fuck is you talking about?
Lenny Grant, nigga. He already blessed the street. He already blessed the street. Go to Worldstar. Y'all want to hear that fire? Y'all want to see that fire? Go to Worldstar right now. They got two Uncle Murder bangers up there. And they fire songs.
No, I'll be waiting for Conway shit.
You on there too. This nigga wild.
Shout out to Conway. Shout out to Griselda. Shout out to Derringer. You are a dope producer. I know you blessed. Conway with some dope ass tracks.
Shout out to Lenny Grant.
Who was that goofball on? That's your question. Who was that goofball on Leonard Grant's project?
You know. By the way, that nigga's nice. Q-Bang, he nice. East New York nigga, he nice.
He's alright.
Nice.
Let me guess. He's better than Benny, right?
He's better than Westside Gunner as an MC. Without question.
My nigga, shut the fuck up. Once again, Fly God is better than any project than both them niggas put together, nigga. Both them niggas.
Yo, I'm gonna be real with you.
My nigga, Fly God project is fire, my nigga. I don't know what the fuck you talking about. I play that shit religiously, nigga. Flag on the plate, traveling, 20-second timeout. 20-second timeout. What the fuck you mean you don't believe me, nigga? Do you see the music I tweet out, nigga? The fuck are you talking about?
Anything Uncle Murder ever put out? This is what you say?
Yeah.
It's better.
Uncle Murder does not have a project better than Fly God. No, he does not.
Hold on, my nigga.
That's facts.
When Uncle Murder came out with NYNY, remember that song?
I love that song. My nigga, you know what I said? I said, I fucking love this song. What do you want me to do? Streak outside? What the fuck are you doing?
And I won't have a nigga like Seize in the car. Niggas are going to squeeze in the car? That song? You telling me that these niggas could fuck with him? You lying, and I don't believe you. And there's nothing you can say. You can tell these comment boys that, but I will never believe you believe that shit. I will never believe that.
I don't know. I see niggas. I tell you this, though. I see niggas in Miami doing murals of them Griselda niggas. I don't see no murals of Uncle Murder. Does he have a mural in East New York?
Yo, my nigga. Stop disrespecting hip hop comparing niggas to the Uncle.
I'm not disrespecting nothing, nigga. You disrespected Conway and had the nerve and the gall to put them words together and utter them words out and spew the blasphemy to say that Uncle Murder is a better lyricist than Conway. My nigga, if I see you right now, man, we might throw hands, man. We had a slap box in the middle of the street, son. We had a slap box for like 15 minutes, my G. We really had the slap box for 15 minutes.
Nigga, you hear some new shit, and your mind is blown. You forgot
some new kids. Here we go.
I forgot what hip hop was.
You listen to the Migos and Uzi Vert and all them little niggas, but I forgot the nigga who
days, Marv,
you
was
completely
90 music.
About
every day, religiously, man, kill yourself and drink bleach. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yo, West Side Gun is not an MC. He said it. He told Peter Rosenberg, I don't rap. I had to rap because niggas was in jail.
He made a project, my nigga, and it was still fire. And it was still fire. What does that tell you?
With your own words,
what does that tell
you,
my nigga?
Anything Uncle Murda ever put out. That's what you said.
My nigga, any project, I'm not talking about songs. I'm talking about project.
And I'm
telling you, 15, 1 through 12,
and let me give you,
West Side Gun is eating them twice on Sunday, man. Twice on Sunday. Now, listen, did I like the Maino? Did I like the Maino Uncle Murda shit? I did like that project. I did like that.
So what exactly about Uncle Murda then? Why did you even fuck with him? Did you like? Did you not like his Freelance album? You did not like his Come at the Sea album?
Nigga, I had them shits. What the fuck are you talking about?
What part of I had them projects you ain't understanding, nigga?
My nigga, you talking about niggas that you have not been listening to for a full calendar year, and you're saying that what you heard from these niggas in less than 12 months is better than everything you've heard from Uncle Murda.
You know why? Because they have you know why? You know why? They have more projects. They have more projects. Sir, let me get a word out here for you, sir. They have more projects than Uncle Murda in the last 2 years, 3 years, if you really want to keep it gangster. Because if you go back and listen to the old shit, they have a lot, the Nation Hall, all that shit. Benny and Conway will eat Uncle Murda and eat Leonard and his homeboy. What's his name? Kuvasi, what's his name? That's all over the fucking shit.
So you don't even know his name. Once again, I'm arguing with someone who doesn't even know what the fuck he's talking about.
I forgot
about.
His name, nigga.
Once again,
I forgot his
once
name.
Once again, I'm arguing
fuck?
With a nigga who don't even know what the
wait,
fuck
wait,
he's
no,
talking
no.
about.
First of all, wait. If you're going to be all the way gangster, wasn't I the one put you on and was like, yo, my nigga, what's Uncle Murda got this nigga all over his project? He's like, a word? So what the fuck are you talking about if you're going to keep it really G on the show?
You don't know. What you're doing now is taking your last year of listening to hip hop, and you're gonna discredit everything Uncle Murda did. And I'm telling you how much
I'm not discrediting Uncle Murda. I'm just saying he's
you're
not better
lying.
Than Conway. That's
and
all I'm saying.
I don't believe you. That.
What don't you believe? What don't you believe? West Side Gun, Shine Gun from West Side Gun on Fly Guys.
I think you're caught up.
Shine with Shoe Lords with Benny and West Side Gun. What are you talking about?
Let me tell you what I think. I'm going to tell you what I think. I think you're caught up in the fact that these niggas are newer niggas that give you.
Why do
the
I gotta be caught up? I'm an old nigga.
I'm an old nigga
in hip hop. Why the fuck
would
I got to get caught up, nigga? I don't get caught up, nigga. What are you talking
you
to?
You are caught up.
Who the
you're
fuck are you talking to, nigga? I don't get caught up.
You love the 90s. They give you the 90s.
Yes, I love the 90s, nigga. Forever will love the 90s, nigga.
And that's why you like them. They give you that 90s feel. But guess what? I've been listening to the kind of hip hop that you liking from these niggas since the 90s. Like, I've been listening to M.O.P. do this.
So when's the last group? Hold on, my nigga. What's the last group that gave us that 90s feel, though? Is it not been them? Oh, let me guess. Uzi Vert, right?
Hold up.
Fuck
out of
here,
and
man.
I saluted. You asked me, am I looking forward to it? I said, yeah. And then you was like, it's better than Lenny Grant. No, it's not. I'm telling you it's not, nigga. I'm telling you it's not. A nigga will listen to more hip-hop than anybody.
Nigga, Leonard Grant is not better than Conway, man. Leonard is not better than Conway.
Grant, so
he's just not.
Stop trying to play him. It's called Leonard Grant. Stop trying to play him.
I think his name is Wait a minute. Is Leonard not short for... Is Lenny not short for Leonard? Lenny? Is
come
that
on,
the same shit?
Come on. You're trying to be funny. The name of the mixtape is Lenny Grant. And you're like, Leonard. Like you're trying to send a
nigga. The nigga's name is Leonard, is it not?
Yo, peep game. He got the hardest street album out right now, and nothing's going to change. Nothing will change from that.
Conway changes.
Nothing
I'll tell you that. Conway changes that whole shit.
And guess
Conway
what?
Changes
and guess
that.
What? His features, and I guess what? He got all the features, too. Dave Reese on his shit.
You know what's funny? Only me and you and probably a small minuscule of people was pumping up that Leonard Grant project. Wait till Conway drops, my nigga. I want you to pay attention to the TL when Conway drops. Please pay attention to that on Thursday, okay?
And wait till wrap up
please.
2017 drops. I want you to see how the TL
that's
going to
be lit. That's going to be lit. Of course the wrap up is going to be good. I mean, it's not your original shit. You didn't make it up yourself, but let's just keep it tall. Mad Skills invented that for all
let
of us for how many
Nas,
years?
Let me quote Nas, no, I did the original. Am I quoting the right thing? Am I quoting the right thing?
I'm just saying, man. I got Conway all day over Leonard, man. That's just me, bro. I'm sorry. You throw a beat on and ask nigga to spit bars? Man, Uncle Murder's not hanging with Conway, bro. That nigga's going to tap out. By the fourth round, he's tapping out. He's going to tap out, man. He's going to tap out.
I'll give you one. Do you know that song, Do Something? Remember that song, Do Something, by Uncle Murder? Do Something. The name of the song is Do Something. Do you remember that song?
Came a couple days ago. Who doesn't remember Do Something, though, son?
Let me ask you, what you thought about that song?
Nigga, I have every Uncle Murder project in my hard drive.
No,
I'm
asking you about a specific song. I'm asking you about a specific song. What did you think about that song, Do Something?
How to Do Something go again? I don't remember the name. Ty, you're better with titles. You're better with titles song than I am.
Let me say this.
And when I hear it, I know it, what it is.
Uncle Murder is the hardest nigga to do it, nigga. He's the hardest nigga to do it. That's facts. And just
Sorry
because you
too,
got right? with some new niggas. Just because you got some new... Well,
yo, stop calling them. Yo, like stop making an excuse for the new nigga talk. I hate when niggas trying to throw because they're new niggas. You just getting gassed on because they... That's so fucking weak. No, nigga, I'm getting used to niggas that these new niggas are spitting that fire, nigga. Them new niggas are spitting that fire.
My nigga, you really want me to tell you the truth? He don't spit better than Don Q, man. He don't.
Who?
He don't.
Who?
Conway.
Yo, my nigga.
He don't.
Where you at right now?
Money making Manhattan.
I need to see you in like a couple hours, bro. I think we need a slap box. Nah, sir.
Come on, my man. I don't want you to make me go in on these boys. I know they're your boys and you ride with them, and I fuck with them hard body too, but they not the hardest niggas I ever heard because they rapping about their life.
I never said they're the hardest niggas. I never see you trying to change the narrative. I never said they're the hardest niggas out. I said Conway spits harder than, spits better bars. He's a better lyricist than Uncle Murder, nigga.
No,
this is even a fucking argument.
How is it even a fucking debate?
I never said the man was not a lyricist.
So how are you saying that it's not even a debate to compare Uncle Murder to Conway?
It's not a debate, man. The machine is different, bro.
Uncle Murder's better.
Machine is different,
better lyrical songs than him.
No, he's not.
He has better lyrical songs than him. He has better lyrical songs than him. So put it this way. We're just going to agree to disagree. Because it'll never change how I feel about Uncle Murder.
It'll never change how I feel either, nigga. It'll be too stubborn ass. Felix Unger. A couple ass niggas up here. I tell you that.
Even though.
What the fuck is you talking about?
I don't believe you. Even though I don't believe you. I just can't.
What don't you believe, my nigga? Let's clarify this. Because don't try to... Don't tell me you don't believe nothing. What the fuck don't you believe so I can make you believe? What the fuck you don't believe?
I'm going to tell you what I don't believe. I know that when Uncle Murder came out and he was dissing 50, when he was dissing Mobb Deep, when he was going to their projects and doing songs about them, just...
And if Apple chased great, Jeff Apple was chasing down the block also, but God, that's neither here nor there, but God.
All right, man.
I'm just saying. Is this not true?
That's. Come on.
That's
man.
Not true though. Papoose didn't chase him down the block.
Papoose did not chase him down the block.
I thought that was a story.
Yeah, man.
Griselda, nigga.
Lenny Grant, nigga.
Can I believe? Comment, boys. Please leave a comment on here, man. If you rock with both, obviously, listen, me and this nigga rock with both these niggas. Let's not get it twisted, but I just think it's blasphemy to say that you throw a beat on, ask niggas to rhyme, that Uncle Murder could catch up with Conway. I think that's a joke. And I like Murder.
Okay. Are you just disrespecting hip hop?
Disrespecting hip hop.
You playing yourself, by the way, you playing yourself. Like you are playing yourself, and you don't care. That's what's crazy. Like, you don't care that you
what
playing
yourself. What the fuck do you
like
mean I'm playing
it.
Myself? The Fly God Project is not... So name me the... You keep going back to a Green Lantern CD that we all like. I don't even think that first
like
Green Lantern CD
Grant,
Uncle Murder is better than the Fly God album, man. Project by Westside Gunn.
His mixtape right now that I'm listening to, I like it better than anything I heard from Griselda.
Uncle Murder was not even rapping off in the, he wasn't rapping off all his own beats. There's a lot of fucking industry beats he was rhyming on it, was he not?
On Lenny Grant?
No, this
I'm not talking
about
Lenny Grant. On Green Lantern, nigga.
Green Lantern produced original songs for him.
But they,
he had a lot
also,
of original songs on those.
My
and
nigga,
one of the,
don't,
wait a minute,
don't do that.
No, I'm not going to let you do that. No, nigga, I'm not going to let you do that. Answer the fucking question. Did Uncle Murder also rhyme up other people's beats on them CD on a mixtapes?
Yeah, but that's what people do on mixtapes. That's
so
the same thing that Conway.
This is different.
On Step
Westside Gunner is not rapping off. Westside Gunner didn't rap off nobody's beat or Fly God, my nigga. That's Derringer at his best.
Lenny Grant is better than Fly God. Lenny Grant is better than Fly God, and that's the industry, and that's real.
I have no problem with you saying that. But here's the thing,
man.
Even though I can agree with that. Even though I can agree with that.
Yo, let me be clear.
I'll even tell you this, my nigga. As much as niggas love Conway and Benny, I love them niggas. I really love that Fly God album, my nigga. I really, really fuck with that Fly God album. Like, see, I wish you was here to see, my nigga. You think it's bullshit. That's not bullshit, bro.
And you
I
think I'm bullshit when
God
I listen
man.
To Lenny Grant every day. You
not
think
at all.
I'm
I never said you was, though. I can sit up here right
look,
now and be, oh, nigga, you know better than that. You know Conway's a better lyricist
than Leonard. Niggas look at me when I got my Beats by Dre headphones on, and I'm going home, and I'm on the train, and I throw that shit on, man, and I'm listening to a song like Happy to Be Here, and that sounds like that's a happy song, right? I'm just happy to be here. That's not happy, right? That shit is so grimy and gutter. It was like, God damn, these niggas take anything and turn it lit.
Keep that energy on Thursday, my nigga. Keep that energy on Thursday, my G.
Wait, let me really
keep that energy on Thursday, my nigga.
Here's the energy. This song tonight with fucking Dave East, that's like one of the hardest songs of 2017. One of the hardest songs of 2017. That Lenny Grant album is fire. Like, here's the thing.
It's dope. It's nice. But I expect Conway to overshadow that shit by Thursday, though.
Won't happen.
He's gonna post that album up and do a Larry Nance Jr. No, nigga, he's gonna do a Larry Nance Jr. Kevin Durant type shit, my nigga.
You mean while Uncle Murder does that and overtime score all the points, right? That's what you mean?
No.
And then Uncle Murder does what Kevin Durant
no.
did and score all the points and win
just
the game. And at the end of the day, Uncle Murder still wins.
Just
sure. Sure. And at the end of the day, KD still wins the game because he's different.
Okay. Take us home, my nigga.
PSA podcast. Where y'all niggas gonna hear about Uncle Murder?
Conway. PSA podcast. Home of the what, man?
Hip hop historians. Hip hop appreciation.
Facts.
Home of KD and Lonzo Esco.
Yo, man, you gotta stop calling that man Esco, man. You got to really stop doing that, sir. You of all people should not be doing that, for real. If a 21 Savage nigga does that, I can understand that. You of all people, nah, sir. Come on, man. That's what it is, man. PSA motherfucking podcast, man. Yo, I'm going to hit you up right now, man. I got some ideas for the appreciation this week. You're going to like them. But PSA podcast, all right. You already know what it is, man. Shout out to my bro, Mr. Watson. You already know what it is. Please go listen to Loaded Lux and J Black interviews on YouTube. Y'all already know what it is, man. Fuck with your boys.
One!